I'm Pat Lincioni here with Chris Stefanik, and here is your 3-minute reset. Today, I'm thinking about the importance and power of acknowledging our mistakes, and I have two motivations to go over this today. First of all, it's so liberating to recognize that we are going to make mistakes. We are not God, and God loves us anyway, and others can have grace for us, and that we have to have grace for ourselves. Because if we beat ourselves up when we make mistakes, I know many people do, many leaders do, it can make us reluctant to go forward and try other things. I say this, my second motivation is because even in doing this podcast, and I feel way over my skis when I do this podcast, I'm very honored to do it, but I'm not a biblical expert, and I know I'm going to make mistakes, and I have. And I've gone back and listened to some of our episodes and realized that I've said things that are just patently untrue, not on purpose, but just in misspeaking. And one of the things I said at one point was, Jesus destroyed the temple. Now, Jesus did not destroy the temple. He tore down the money changers' tables in the temple. But I said that, and I heard it, and I thought, oh, I was mortified. Then I thought, wait a second. There's a decent chance that people will have grace for me. Others who might say, well, he's misinformed. In either case, it's liberating for me to say, yeah, I was wrong. The other one I said is that Moses provided manna for the people in the desert. Well, of course, it was God who provided the manna, not Moses. But it's really nice to be able to say, yeah, I got that wrong. I just want you to know that. And maybe I can inspire others to be able to admit their mistakes and find some of that liberation too.
Pat, I love you for that, man. And I know as the listeners, I was sitting there listening thinking, well, yeah, I get what he means. Jesus tore it up in the temple, whatever it is, right? But I think our mistakes, especially when it comes to our sins, makes a lot of people feel disqualified from sharing their faith with their friends, from providing an example of Christian life in the office, or even teaching their children how to live. And I got to say, man, that's completely counter to everything Jesus tells us in the Gospels. Your mistakes don't disqualify you. In fact, they uniquely qualify you. And that's not hypocritical. Hypocritical is when you're pretending to be one thing you're not. It's called being human and being a redeemed human who is in good standing with God because Jesus loves you and he's your redeemer. And that's a beautiful thing. And if people felt disqualified because of their shortcomings, well, gosh, St. Paul wouldn't have written, what's that book that he wrote 2/3 of? Oh, yeah, the New Testament. Or you know, all the saints in heaven that we look up to, they would have just shut their mouths and not shared the gospel. So it's all about leaning on Jesus. And you say, we're not God, right? There's a difference between you and God. God never thinks he's you. And that's a liberating thing to remember.
That's right. And a lot of people that listen to this are high achievers probably, and they often are so afraid to make mistakes, and that drives them, but it's important that we rest and know that we are going to make mistakes, and that's okay. Let's pray, Chris.
Amen. Well, Lord, thank you for your great love for us, which you give us not because we're perfect, but because you are. Help us to live in the freedom, in the fun, and the joy of knowing that we are your redeemed children, and we don't bear all the weight of being perfect ourselves. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.